This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another terrorist attack on Israel on Thursday when two Palestinians, who Hamas said were their members, opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem, killing three and injuring eight. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel and the West Bank.
This day started off in a terrible and very negative way with another terrorist attack that took the lives of innocent Israelis in Jerusalem. A reminder of what Israel and what every Israeli citizen has to face every day.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected. The UN climate summit clinched an early victory Thursday with delegates adopting a new fund to help poor nations cope with costly climate disasters. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports that the COP28 president, Sultan Al-Jaber, said the decision sent a positive signal of momentum around the world.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
The deal was adopted following the COP28 opening ceremony in Dubai and already follows many months of negotiations. But some groups were cautious, noting there were still unresolved issues, including how the fund will be financed in the future. The United Arab Emirates will contribute $100 million to the pot, along with other countries contributing a total of just over $300 million.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, who says over the next 2 weeks, governments will also debate whether to agree for the first time to phase out the use of CO2-emitting coal, oil, and gas globally. This is VOA News. A German court on Thursday sentenced a Gambian man to life in prison over his participation in a death squad that assassinated opponents of former dictator Yahya Jammeh, including an AFP journalist. Bai Lo was convicted of crimes against humanity, murder, and attempted murder for his role as a driver for the hit squad known as the Junglers. Indicted U.S. Representative George Santos on Thursday struck a defiant note ahead of an expected vote to expel him from Congress and lashed out at other lawmakers in what could be his final days on Capitol Hill. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman produced this report.
Because if I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
The first-term New York Republican has admitted to fabricating much of his life story and faces federal campaign finance charges, among other crimes. He says the effort to remove him was purely political. His fellow Republicans have scheduled a vote on his expulsion on Friday.
I stand today to continue to prove my innocence of these allegations and charges leveled against me.
Santos survived one expulsion vote earlier this month, but faces longer odds this time. A bipartisan congressional probe released after the last vote found evidence that he spent campaign money on Botox, luxury clothing brands such as Hermes, and on OnlyFans, an online platform known for sexual content.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, who says that last one caused some Republicans who previously backed Santos to withdraw their support. Russia's Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that LGBTQ activists should be designated as extremists. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says it's a move that representatives of gay and transgender people fear will lead to arrests and prosecution.
Activists like Alexei Sergeyev, who spoke to Reuters on Saturday, saw the decision as inevitable. He says the ruling will deprive many LGBTQ people of support.
Many activities are aimed at supporting the community. It is psychological assistance. It is legal assistance.
The move is part of a pattern of increasingly restrictive measures in Russia on expressions of sexual orientation and gender identity. They include laws banning the promotion of non-traditional sexual relations and bans on legal or medical changes of gender.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, who says more than 100 groups have already been banned in Russia for being extremist. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.